Our scripture reading today, 1 Samuel 17:37, David said, Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. Our second reading is Luke 1:37, For with God nothing shall be impossible.
And Lord, I thank you today. Give you praise that we are all able to come here, God, and to fellowship together. I'm praying for those who listen by podcast. I ask that you would touch them. Allow the sermon, God, to be a blessing to those here in the sanctuary and those who are listening by podcast. And we thank you today. I ask that you would speak through me, that it would be a blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So I give honor to each of you today, the congregation, the board, the trustees, the elders, all of us here today. I thank God for being here. It's an exciting day, right? It's football day. So we're going to cheer for our teams. We're going to walk in victory. That's why I picked that topic today. I wanted to talk a little bit about victory, but first I want to sing this song I grew up with. It's just one little verse that I'm going to sing, but I think it'll bless you today, and it's something that you can carry with you all week. And it just says, "Victory is mine." That's what the title of the song, or at least that's what we always thought the title was. Sometimes I find that that's just the way they sang it back then, and so. But it's called "Victory is Mine," and it just says, "Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me." Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. Amen. Victory is yours today. It's just that simple. As you walk, sometimes we have to tell Satan, we have to tell the things, the obstacles that get in our way, get thee behind me. I don't receive that today. Victory is mine today. And so that's what I want to talk about today. I'm going to use some football references. Now, I'm not a big football person, but I'm going to certainly try so that I reach everybody today with football references, but to show you that victory in God, victory in God. That's what we want. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 says, But thanks to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where our victory comes from. It's through Jesus. Our victory comes from him. And so I want to share just a little story. Luke 1:37, we'll start with that. That's our scripture that I know is up there. Yeah, it says, For with God nothing shall be impossible. I mean, and it's just that simple. That's how we get the victory, when we walk in knowing that when we walk in Jesus, nothing is impossible. When we trust him, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible. So I was looking, and I thought, who in football can I use for a reference? And so my son's favorite team is the Rams, so I'm wearing his shirt because I don't have and hers, yeah. But I don't have, so I don't have I guess I do, but I wore his anyway because he has all the jerseys and I don't. So, but I started to kind of look at the Rams and just to see what is the story. When I was thinking about victory, I thought, what greater victory when you've been called a Cinderella team, or when there looks like there's no way you're going to win at all, no possible way. And those are usually the teams they call a Cinderella team. So I was looking through, and I thought of a player, and I'm like, I know that Kurt Warner. I remember that story from years ago. So I started to look it up, and lo and behold, he was a Ram. But he was a St. Louis Ram before they moved back to L.A. So this team that he played on, the 1999 St. Louis Rams, they won the Super Bowl. But when I started to go back a little further to look at his story, and he is a Christian, he's a man of God, and he proclaims it loudly. And so that's kind of probably why I was drawn to him a little bit. I went back to look at his story. So in this year, this 1999 season, the season before that, the Rams were like 4-12, which means they weren't very good. I had to look it up. But that means they weren't very good that year. And so then the next year, the 1999 season came in, it looked like they really didn't have a shot. They didn't have a shot at the Super Bowl. They didn't even think they'd win four games. They weren't sure. And then on top of that, they go into the season. Their quarterback that year got injured, so he couldn't play. So they didn't have anything, but they had Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner was a grocery clerk, and he played arena football, but they had drafted him into the NFL this year. So he had to step up. He was the backup quarterback. He had to step up. Kurt had a big faith in God. He felt like nothing is impossible if I put my trust in God. And so he began to take them through the season. They began to see, you know, following with his faith, they began to win. They won, and they went through the season, and they kept winning, and then they went into the playoffs, and it was the article said it was a close call, but they won the playoffs, and they ended up in the Super Bowl. And the first thing they said, they actually won the Super Bowl, and he was the most unlikely quarterback to win, but with God, all things are possible. So I want to point that out, is that through all of that, he was walking in his faith, knowing that. And I mean, it's football, so it may not seem as important as some other things like illness or loss of job. But I want to show the point that it was that faith that carried them. His faith, he felt like it's not impossible. I don't care that he was a lot older than most quarterbacks were. I mean, he had a lot of things that we would have thought would have been against him. But because of his faith, he walked in that faith. And so he had a quote. I don't know if it's up there. Is that up there? I have to walk over here to read it. But this is what he said when they won. He said, first things first, I got to thank my Lord and Savior up above. And he said, thank you, Jesus. This is on national TV. He knew that it was by faith. He knew that it was by walking in God that they won this. So that he found the victory, and he got the victory by walking in faith, knowing that nothing is impossible. Even when it looks like all odds are against you, even when you're starting with a team that's 4-12, and you're going into this season, you know, he just kept going little by little. And that's what we have to do. As we're walking in faith, as we're working towards the victory, and whatever you may be going through, whatever it may be that you are going through. I know when I was going through sickness, it's little by little. We have to walk. To get that victory, you have to keep going, saying, this is not impossible. When everything around you says it's impossible for you to achieve this, we have to keep on with that scripture, Luke 1:37, that said, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible, because through God we get the victory, which is what 1 Corinthians said. We have the victory through God. So I want you to just start putting that in your spirit. When you're going up against hard trials, when you're going up against what looks like it's impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. I think of my brother. Like I always say, it's his testimony to share, but he was an alcoholic, and it didn't seem like they were going to find victory in that. But through God, he gave him the victory in that. And they're like, gosh, way into 20 years free, alcohol free. And so God is, he's a wonderful God. He's a deliverer. He will deliver. I think of parents, you know, who have troubled children, but you sit and you watch, you keep praying and you trust God, and sure enough, you have the victory. Those kids come back, and they become the best kids to bless you. They become the ones who help take care of you, those that gave you the most trouble when they were kids. I think of my own son, and sometimes I was like, oh my God, how? But now he is the best young man, and that's how God does. You have to just keep on. Keep on being consistent in your prayer walk. Keep on being consistent in your trusting in God, trusting him, even when it doesn't look like it's going to come through, even when it doesn't seem like you're going to get the victory in that situation. Keep trusting God. Keep walking, even when it's hard. Keep walking and trusting God. So I want to share this story about David, and it's really a good example of how we have to keep walking and trusting God, even when everyone says it can't be done, even when it seems like it can't be done. This is from 1 Samuel 17, 33 through 37. And it says, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of the mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, the Lord be with thee. And it's just that last part I really want to dwell on. They said, you can't do it, David. You're too young. You won't be able to fight the Philistine, which was Goliath. And David reminded them of what he'd done before. And that's what we have to do. I love that little part. He said, you know what? I went, the lion and the bear came, and I was able to fight them off. I was able to win. I had the victory over the lion and the bear. So I can have the victory because God is with me. I can have the victory over this giant. And he believed it so. And he told Saul the story, and I went after him. And I caught, you know, he relived what God had done for him already. And I guess that's the point I really want to get across. Sometimes we come against things that seem impossible. But if we go back and remember what God has already done for us, and we go back and we share that testimony, or we go back and visit that testimony that, you know what, when I was in need of finances, God came through for me. So why won't he do it again? He'll do it again. That's what David was saying. If he helped me fight off a bear and a lion, what is this Philistine? I can fight him off. And he was so convincing, Saul said, go do that. And he did. God helped him. We all know the story of David and Goliath. God helped him. He had the victory in that situation. So I want to encourage you today. As you're going through things, we go through things. We go through obstacles. We go through sickness. We go through financial issues. We go through job issues and family issues. As you're going through those things, I want you to do as David did and remind yourself of what God has already done. He's given you the victory in so many things. When I come up against obstacles, I remind myself, you know what? He brought you through what didn't look like you would ever come through. You know, when I went through school, it was a long journey. It felt like I was never going to finish. It felt like there were so many obstacles against me. But I had to keep reminding myself that he brought me through when I did my first time in school, the second time in school. He's going to do it again. It's called on my life. When I went through sickness, when I was young, I went through sickness, you know, in my middle age, I went through sickness in my 50s. Each time he has brought me through, and I have to go back and remember, well, you know what, God, if you heal me from cancer, then you'll heal me from this back injury, or you'll heal me from, he's our healer. But we sometimes, you know, the enemy comes to make you discouraged. But I want to encourage you today to know that if he did it for you before, he'll do it again. He's that kind of God. Remember what he's done for you already. And that's where we get our victory. We walk in that victory because we know nothing is impossible with him. But as just as David did, he remembered. He reminded himself. He told Saul, he gave me the victory over a bear and a lion. I can take this human. I can do it. He gave me the victory. And he didn't just a little victory. He said he pulled him by the beard. And I'm thinking, oh my God, to the lion. But I mean, so we have to remember that. Remember that he, you know, he saved your children, that he met your financial needs, that he gave you, when you were in need of a job, he gave you a job. When you were sick, he healed your body. So I just want you to begin to remember that when it comes to victory. Remember what he's done before and know that he'll do it again. He'll bring you through. He brings us through grief. He brings us through loss. He's a good God. It was so funny, and I hadn't planned on sharing this, but tomorrow's my mom's birthday, and last week was a two-year anniversary of her death. And I was sitting yesterday morning. I just happened to be alone at that time, and I was thinking, God, you were so good to me. You brought me through all the things I thought I wouldn't be able to make it through. I didn't think I didn't know what I would do, how I would survive, what would happen, but he was so good. And I reflected on her testimonies of how good God is. And I said, God, I thank you. You did just what she said he would do. He did that for me. He brought me through that time of grief, through that time of loss. And I want to encourage you to know he'll do the same for you. You know, reflect on that and remember the things that he's done already and know that he's not a God that lies. He's not a God that changes. He's the God. He remains God. Amen. And through him, we have victory. And so my last scripture and closing scripture today is Mark 9:23. And it says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And so I just want to encourage you today to just believe, knowing that you get our victory through Jesus. It's victory in Jesus. That's why I had her play that song. I really loved it. I've been singing it all week because I feel like that. He's our Savior forever. Amen. He kept us and he gives us victory. It's victory in him. And we just have to seek him. Spend your time with him in the morning. Spend your time with him in the evening. Whatever it may be, however you choose to spend time with God, that's where you get your victory at. I mean, because he gives us such peace. You know, as I was sitting there yesterday, I could feel his presence in the room. And it was just that, yep, I took care of you. Yep, I brought you through. Yeah, I'm your God. I got you. I'm concerned with everything that concerns you. And I say that every week, but I want you to really get that, because it took me a while to realize it, you know, that he is truly concerned with everything that concerns you. Some people say, oh, it don't take all of that. Or he don't care. He doesn't care about that. That's just such a little thing. But that's not true. He cares about everything that concerns you. He cares about you. He knows what you're going through. He is aware. And he is working it all together for you to give you victory. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for victory. We thank you for victory in the issues that we're going through this week. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that there's healing. We thank you there's healing for the sick. We thank you, Lord, that there's deliverance, God, for those who are bound. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God so much, God, that you are always concerned with what we need. You are always concerned, God. And Lord, we thank you today that, Lord, you will touch the hearts and the minds of those here and then those who are listening. God, that you will give them a mind to reflect on all of the things that you've done for them, to know that if you did that, you'll do it again for them. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. You're such a wonderful God, such an amazing God, and we thank you for it. We love, honor, and adore you today, God, and we just lift your name on high. You're such a wonderful God. You're worthy of our praises today. You're worthy, God, of our adoration for you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.